This is Rights.Tech. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Cedric Cobbin. Cedric, how are you?
I'm very good. Thanks for having me.
Cedric, who are you and what do you do?
I am president and founder of PeerTrax, which is a company that's building two things that have to do with the music industry. So we're trying to create an infrastructure as well as a front-end consumer platform for users to just stream music, artists to sell their music, get streamed, get discovered, sell their downloads, and fan engagement. So the way we started off was just with blockchain tech. That's really where I came in to the space and the idea. My partner is in the music business, and we just kind of formed this company together. When I say we're doing both sides, we have the analogy I always use is we're creating the rails and the cart. So the platform, which is the consumer facing platform where you can stream, that can't really exist unless we have our rails done. It's sort of like building a car. If you only have a forest around you, it's not going to do much. You have to build roads in order for the car to even be better than a horse. So that's really what we've been busy doing in the last 2 years, is building the Muse blockchain with the PeerTrax streaming platform.
What are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with rights management?
The big challenge from my point of view in the beginning was understanding it. Just, I had no idea it was that complex. My partner, which is in the music industry, was like, oh, you ain't seen nothing yet. It really reminds me of the Richard Feynman quote, if you think you understand quantum mechanics, you don't understand quantum mechanics. I think that can be applied to rights management. There's always something that you have to keep in mind. There's always something missing. And in this world, you know, in this domain, if you're missing something, that can mean, you know, lawsuits and cease and desist and, you know, all that stuff that we see around the music industry all the time. So I would say that is definitely the big challenge, was just wrapping your head around it first. And as far as successes, I would say in designing a very flexible and malleable tool that allows the music industry experts to do what they do best. So from my standpoint, I'm not trying to create something that does everything for everybody. So I don't have that burden. And luckily, I'm very happy about that. What we're doing is creating just a little toolkit where the industry experts, they do, you know, what they do best. It doesn't depend on our system. We're just providing tools, basically.
And what is changing with rights management or needs to change?
The closed off databases, I would say, are the big thing. So there's, you know, almost 100 or maybe even more, but databases that are out of sync with each other. So they're all proprietary. They're held by a certain company. And if you update one, it's not necessarily going to propagate across the others. So the rights holders are kind of kept in the dark when it comes to that. And, you know, the royalties can just be paid to someone else just because of a not necessarily malicious intent, but just, you know, companies just do what they can with the data they have. If their database is out of date and the actual rights owners never noticed it, nobody's really there to notice it. So that, I would say, is the big thing that needs to change. And that's kind of why, you know, we think blockchain can really come help in this field, being a database that's in sync that everybody holds a copy of. So if you update it one place, it updates, you know, everywhere for everyone.
And what advice would you like to share with people interested in rights management?
Well, I'm a little bit biased, but I would say don't build scaffolding to the system that currently exists. I think it needs a real revamp. So not just a little tweak here and there, or maybe a company coming in and making one thing a bit easier, plugging a hole here or there. I think there really needs to be a clean system built from scratch, you know, in 2016. And each venture or business or startup that jumps into the old way of doing things, they're just adding another layer of complexity. Although they're trying to solve the complexity, they're still adding, you know, say 15 employees now that are vested into this system being inefficient. And it just creates the whole a behemoth of a music industry that's dead set on the old way of doing things. I always use the analogy of a Sherpa or a guide. If you're navigating rugged terrain, you want a Sherpa. It's a very valuable expense, so you don't freeze in the Himalayas. So you can justify that cost. And a lot of businesses, you know, they charge a fee for the help they do. But if the terrain wasn't so rugged, you wouldn't need the Sherpa in the first place. So that's really where I think, or my advice and my hope would be, is that if people are starting to look at the music space, music industry, don't just try to plug a hole. Try to really design a beautiful system from scratch that everybody can easily understand, easily use. And yeah, we'll just have a much better time monetizing art from that point on.
Where can we find more information about rights management?
So my focus is really more on the technology, what the blockchain can do to help solve complex problems. It's the museblockchain.com. You can see that. Peertracks.com as well. Those are the projects we're working on. One thing I do know that is in the talks is the Dot Blockchain project. They are definitely trying to have an open source project solving the issue of rights management. So that would be one place to start if you want to contribute to the ecosystem. And I would say that's pretty much it. But as far as the, you know, with my answer to question four, my expertise is definitely more into the technology solving part and not necessarily how to learn more about the current system we find ourselves in.
Well, thanks, Cedric.
All right, no problem. Thanks for having me on the show. And feel free to contact me if you ever have any questions regarding any of this new technology coming out that can really revamp the space.
Excellent. For more on this, visit rights.tech. Thanks again.